Boom! We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, taking it back out on the road. World Series going on this week. Luke is going to be out in Owings Mills preparing for a trip to the desert. The Ravens have three West Coast trips still left on the schedule after London and after playing the entire AFC North on the road. Arizona is the game this week. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs. They've been a lucky batch. We had some winners at Coco's 2 weeks ago, as well as some winners up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, the sports book up there. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 5 years, 0% financing, as well as our newest sponsor, Jiffy Lube and the MultiCare. Fixing my oil last week. Well, my oil light went on. So I had to go over to Jiffy Lube and had that taken care of. I have such great sponsors. It is a great time of the year. We talk about our wise conversations, and Dennis has been away last week. He's coming back. Leonard Raskin of Raskin Global, and I'm wearing the blue shirt here, and I'm wondering when he's going to come up with an orange shirt for me or something in like a mango color that would look like Oriole season. But he gives these crab mallets out once a year, and if you're a friend or a client of Leonard, he throws a very nice party every year. This year, entertainment, magicians, a great band, father-daughter singing great songs for us. But more than anything, the special crab mallet, we won the basket because we got there late. And we left late, and people left early. And Leonard, I don't know, it speaks to when you're up 38-0 or 38-6 and people leave. People left your party early, and they got cheated out
mistake.
Of the big prize. My wife comes home
indeed.
With it, and we had four of these in there, four Raskin
there you go.
Crab mallets and burger cookies and Utz potato chips just in time for my mother-in-law to arrive, eat it all.
Baltimore basket of cheer, baby. That's what it's all about. You got to stay. You got to stay. I don't know where people have to get to. I mean, I get it in the evening. You know, some people have a bit of a drive. They got to get out. They got to do whatever they got to do. But it's not that late. Saturday night, party from 5 to 9. 5 to 9. You can't stay till 9? Hey, I get it. You know,
I
you got a dog,
was
you
until
got a baby.
10. See, I thought
okay,
it was,
so,
I arrived around 7 thinking,
right.
Well, you know, I didn't want to be fashionably late, but I wound up being very late, so I have to apologize. I mean,
it's okay.
Came later than, I thought it was like, stop by, have a crab. I didn't realize it was like, you did a thing. So we'll get to the Ravens in a minute,
thing.
But I want to talk about your party because I'm
yes,
putting
sir.
Together a soiree for friends and sponsors around
yep.
Dan Roderick's show. And I told Dan last January when I had him out of Fadley's, I said, the show is the greatest thing I've ever seen. All of my friends need to see it. And I guess that's the maven in me that wants to show you things I love. And you're very much the same way. And we're not getting to show each other our mutual love of Depeche Mode this week. But at least we got Billy Joel last week. But you love your clients. You love people. But more than that, and I've seen, look, I have you on the air all the time. We've already had a Billy Joel. We've had crabs. We're friends in the real world. We've socialized.
Yeah.
And even before, like, I knew you, or I was Nasty Nestor, you were at Whiskey Joe's. I mean, all these years later, but this is your Super Bowl, and it's almost like because you can't get married again and you don't want to make any more babies and the kid doesn't have a graduation party, and even if he did, it'd be his friends and not yours.
That's right.
That this is your once a year, whether it's Christmas or Valentine's Day or whatever your big holiday is, or your 4th of July cookout or your Preakness party or your Super Bowl party or your holiday punch bowl. This is yours. I don't know why you do it in October. I told my wife, I think it's because the crabs are cheap. Am I right or am I wrong?
It's not because they're cheap. It's because they're huge. We want huge. We love big crabs, and we're not going to lie. there's no better time of the year. Well, we eat crabs all year, but there's no better time to invite 200 of your best friends, clients, friends, family, all the above, out to enjoy an evening of fun and frivolity. And we try to do something a little different each time we have it. We've done it at the baseball stadium. We were out at Ripken. Years ago, we rented out the pavilion at Ripken and watched a baseball game and cracked crabs. And then we've done it other places. This year, we settled for the home field. and a beautiful place up in Jacksonville, Maryland.
They said that was the first event they had had
there. We were the
Leonard,
first
when
event.
I Googled it, I thought you were lying to me. I'm like, what is this barn, Sweet Air? I've been up the Sweet Air Road a million times. And I said to my wife, I had a sponsor that had a little shack many years ago, and they did ribs, and they were the best ribs.
They were.
He used
they
to bring
were.
them.
And
he
they
used
went
to bring
away.
them to, and he
Yes.
went away. He was a great guy. And if you're out there listening or you know the guy, give him my love. And he told me, you bake the ribs, then you put them on the grill. They get soft inside, crispy. So he gave me all this before I ever saw Guy Fieri. This is 25 years ago. I mean, it's up 1998, 99. And I said to my wife that we went into the plaza where the like the shopping
shopping center.
center. And I had
Not
been
the
there
place.
30 years ago. And I'm like, where is this place? And Conrad's Crabs, who's been a sponsor of ours. I love Tony. I love
That's
Andrew.
right.
Great, great people. Great crabs as well. There's a little thing, and it's attached to Inverness Beer in some way.
Yes,
Who owns
the
it?
owners. So Conrad's Crabs had a stand there forever. And as you said, the ribs went away, and it used to be a greenhouse place. They used to sell flowers and plants and, you know, all your spring and summer gardening needs.
Not what they're doing at Curio, different plants. Yes, I got you. All right.
Correct.
Non-spawn.
This is your
Correct.
This is your outside of your house beautiful plants.
Azaleas, magnolias.
Yes,
right,
all
things,
the
right.
things.
Yes.
Yes, and
Begonias.
They went away. I believe, sadly, the woman that ran that passed away. And the place was left vacant. And Hans, who ran the Conrad's Jacksonville Express, got together with the couple, you know, that own Inverness Brewing. And they set up shop. And now Conrad's Express is there. Great crabs, crab cakes, seafood, great food.
I don't
Great
know who
chef.
made the fried chicken. It was not Rofo, but it was delicious.
No, it was Conrad's right there. They did it all right
It was
there.
Eastern Shore style. There's no doubt about it. You
Absolutely.
did it upright, man.
Absolutely.
Corn on the I'm pulling the corn out. There's no
Corn on the
butter. The
cob.
corn's cold because I showed up late.
Because you
My
got
fault.
late.
Because it's my fault. So I'm eating cold corn off the cob like Fred Flintstone.
And
And
jumbo crabs with the best spice in the town. They're the best crabs around. And so we invited a couple hundred of our friends, and what they did was they turned the greenhouse into an event hall or event venue, I guess. Easy holds 100 and change, and they have a second venue that they're putting together, finishing on. And then they'll be able to hold 200 at two different spots right
it's
there.
a beautiful facility. It's a barn.
And it
It's
was
you
and it
feel
was a
like you're
perfect night.
outside.
It was a
You had an
perfect
ice cream
night.
truck. What's the
And
ice cream truck?
we got the ice cream truck. What could be better in Baltimore than eating crabs and then doing some Miss Twisty soft ice cream? Vanilla. Get your little
The most important
banana
thing,
split.
two things
Banana
they had.
split.
Two things they had. They had butterscotch, which is a must. And the other thing, and this makes my wife laugh out loud, wet nuts. If you don't have wet
Absolutely.
nuts on your truck,
No
it's
Sunday.
not a legitimate truck.
Not
You gotta
legit
have
without
wet
wet
nuts.
nuts. Absolutely.
Gotta have wet.
I had mine. I had my pineapple strawberry, pineapple cherry wet nut sundae. Was magnificent.
Gosh, that sounds good. I want to go back now.
What's better after some spicy steamed crabs than vanilla ice cream with some fixins? It was beautiful. We had a great night.
Your magician was
Magician.
great. Yeah, he was great.
Tim was out there. Amazing, right? Amazing. Shocking magic. Just blows my mind. Not only that, the man was there for two and a half hours. I guess 2 hours. Met everybody that was there, did some magic for everybody that was there at their table, and then did a nice 15-minute stage show. And my God, the
he
man
put a dollar bill inside of a lemon
somehow,
and got out.
I don't know
writing
how.
On it.
It was sealed up. It was not.
It
a
was
cut.
Vegas-y. It really was. I mean, it was like sort
it was
of like
good.
This dude should be
He's
like on
good.
television. It's pretty good.
He is. He's good.
Good.
He's really good.
And your band
And
was good too. I gotta like fully out this that I've been to Inverness for beer.
Yeah.
My wife really liked the beer. She had an
it's
ale
great.
That she loved.
Yep.
And she took two for the road. So we have
hey,
two
that's
Inverness
what it's all about.
Beers in
It's
the fridge.
okay. It's good.
Man, when you put good food out, you expect people to take it home. So you know,
absolutely.
Think they have
well,
good
you know,
beer.
You take a couple crabs, take a couple beer, a little. They had seltzers. We had everything out there. We had everything you need for a good old Baltimore crab feast and burger cookies for the road. What's better than burger cookies for the road? Except we couldn't put the milk in the thing because it would have gone bad. So you had to get
Utz
your own
crab
milk.
Chips. Utz crab chips.
Utz
That came
crab
out with me.
chips.
Leonard
Right.
Raskin is here. He's Raskin
and
Global.
Fisher's
I got
popcorn,
the
a little
show notes.
Fisher's popcorn.
You know, and your wife and I were debating whether if I heated it a little bit, whether it would
Oh,
come back to life gooey the way it does
I don't
when you get it.
know.
I
I
don't.
don't
I'm
know if
worried
you
about it. I
can
don't
heat
know.
it. I don't
It's
know.
good though. It's good
It's
though.
good whenever you eat it. It's
Fisher's
best
popcorn.
right
Maybe
out of
the
the
best thing on
barrel.
earth.
Absolutely.
For you doing an event like this, and I want to get to the Ravens and the blowout.
Yeah,
Luke and I are talking about that, and I'm doing a
fabulous.
little getaway this week as well. So I'll be out on social media. I'm honoring my mother this week in her hometown and her life.
Excellent.
I'm spending a little bit of time doing that, so you'll see me laughing and crying out online down on the,
Excellent.
in the South. So I would just say for this party, and maybe
Yeah.
get my mom on my shoulders a little bit. Birthday parties, anniversary parties, celebrations, family, and I don't have a lot of family, you know that.
Yep,
Like
yep.
I'm sort of famously adopted and half Venezuelan and half Dundalk redneck and like all the, you know, I have a mess going on in my family tree looks like a, you know, it's a mess. So, but I would just say this, when you have friends at your point in your life and you have my favorite word that Tony Robbins would use would be abundance. Whatever
There you
abundance
go.
mean. Abundance could mean you have $5 too much and you buy a coffee for somebody when you're checking out of Royal Farms. You try to do a nice deed, pay
Yep.
the toll for the person. Like all of the nice things that people can and should do for each other, right? I mean, opening doors, just chivalry, like all of that. But then there comes the point where we've lived through a plague. We've all had death. We've all had. Your wife has been ill. My wife has been ill.
Yep.
You know, we've
Yep.
had a plague. Your business has done well. Your business is straight. Everybody's got a thing, right? But
Absolutely.
when you can get together, breathe in the air, and say, "All right, we're live on a Saturday night. I've got a couple grand laying around. It's a business expense. It's a party. It's for friends. How can I?" It's hard to get 100 people to stop what they're doing on a Friday night in December
Absolutely.
because I'm trying to do that with
Absolutely.
a bunch of you, right? I'm
No
not going to get
question.
everybody, but I
Right.
want to. But other than a wedding, or dare I say, a funeral, right?
Yeah,
That we
horrible,
don't
right?
get together enough.
That's right.
And I think the thing
Celebrate.
too. Listen.
Celebrate.
I see your game face, your serious face, your legal face, insurance face, protect your client face, investment face, your golf face. I've seen your, you know, handshaking out at a golf course at a charity event. But to see the joy you had, just, I mean, I'm not even kissing your ass. Just
I
you looked,
get
you
it.
were the
It was
happiest guy in the
beautiful. It
room
was great.
on
It's
Saturday.
great.
It makes you happy seeing people you love around you. It really does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look. There is no sense in waiting. None of us have a ticket that gets us out of here. Free pass to 65, free pass to 85, whatever. And if you looked around that room, we have in that room first, second, and third generation clients that show up at an event we throw for friends and clients. And we consider our clients our friends. And we have first generation, we have second generation, and you know, at this event, we had third generation in a stroller, 2-year-old, almost 2-year-old, that was wheeled in by her parents, and spent the evening, a couple good hours before she had to go to bed. I don't think she had any crabs, but you know, two generations out for the evening and bringing the baby and having crabs. We had multiple clients with their kids there, second generation. And that's what we're about, man. We're about cradle to grave, helping people do the right thing with their money, enjoy it, pass it on. There's nothing better than seeing our clients. And the other thing I think you notice, and somebody sent us a note, somebody sent me an email on Sunday and said, you know, it was a great event, and it's the first time I've come to anything you've had, and I'm glad I came and sorry I missed the prior ones. And what he said, what was really neat was I saw people there that looked like they were 20, and I saw people there that looked like they were 80. And I was, he said, surprised and thrilled
Well, I
that
was
that's who
inspired
came out.
by it because that's the
Yeah,
kind of
there you
events
go.
I've thrown a lot of those events, right? Whether it's
Yep.
road trips and raving
Yep.
parties, whiskey joes. I'm counting down with our friends at Curio the top 25 things we've done as a station.
Right.
None right. of them are about me. They're about people. They're about
that's right.
They're about me going in and being the butterfly, flapping my wings and saying, meet me down at the river at 252 in New Orleans and having 12,000 people show up and creating something that people will talk to me about the rest of my life.
And remember forever. That's
Here's
exactly
what I
right.
would say. Saturday night, we had a yoga class that we had to make because we stay in shape. It's good for our backs and our soul. And we ran out. We're soaking. I mean, we were wrung out. Like, I didn't even talk to my wife off the mat. Like, I'm like, I need a moment. I need. So I got in the shower. I cooled off. We came out. We got there super late. We sat there. And I felt bad because I was just munching, mooing through crabs and food and fried chicken and doing
it's
all that.
All good.
And here's – we sat at a table with the same people unwittingly that we sat with last year.
Oh, that's
and then,
funny.
Then Rachel came over and said, oh, we met you late. So now all of a sudden we have Raskin friends.
There
we
you
have
go.
People that, it's,
we
I said,
have a
same
community.
Time next year. It's like Alan Alda. I said,
right.
I only see you once a year, but I see you at this event. It's nice to see you again. And they had their daughter with them this year.
Yep, yep.
And so it. I think there's a part of that, too, where we talk about networking and LinkedIn and my friends and your friends and how do we do business.
Let's talk about real people.
How do we sell widgets? It's more like, oh, they're friends of friends and they're acquaintances and it's word of mouth. And more than that, it's getting together on a night when there's music and food
and real
community,
people
community.
and
You know?
Real people, community. That's what we're about. You know, it's nice that we do well and we have a great business and all of that, but we want to share that. You know, part of our mission is to share that with the people that we care about and having them out and having people meet other people. And who knows who you meet? People meet employers, people meet employees, people meet business contacts. We're not about networking. We're about
having
fun.
But how would I meet your mother and your sister otherwise and like have a relationship with them, right?
And you know, the fact is, and you'll attest to this, I mean, we don't do any business at this thing. We're not out there talking about, there ain't no investment talk, insurance talk, tax talk. We had a magician. We had a band. We had great food, great drink, and we're hanging out. We're having fun on a Saturday night. That's what life's about.
And included butterscotch business. And wet nuts.
There you go. We talk business some other time. Who cares? We don't need business. We're there to have fun with our community, and everybody that came, I think, had a great time. And if you didn't, it's your fault.
I would feel really – so here's something about Chad Steele taking my press pass. You throw that party on a Saturday night. Next year, if you threw it on the night before the road game somewhere, I would miss that party.
Right, of course.
Miss that party. And I'd be bummed about missing that party.
It's all
good.
And
I won't miss your party next year. I'll be there.
That's right.
And it's not for the – I'm done with the crab mallets.
You got them
other
now.
People. I got enough of them now. I'm going to keep this one clean. Let
it rest this year. We'll have something else to keep you interested, that's for sure.
And to open the beer as well. And
that's right.
A beer bottle open, then serve cans. I'm just saying, you know.
That's what we served. Inverness brought cans. We did cans.
It was delicious. So I got this for the future.
And then Sunday we did the Ravens.
To the game. You invited my wife to the game on Sunday.
Yes.
My wife went down and had about 18 lamb chops with Jimmy DeGreek in her
beautiful.
Tailgate. She came back home. She didn't want to go to the game. And she came in the door. It was already 7-0 by the time she went home. And then it's like 28-0. And I'm thinking to myself, it was the day that we all say, right? This is, I just mentioned
this is,
my Whiskey Joe's day or
this
my.
This is potential.
This is the potential of how great you can be.
That's
one
right.
day, one time, like that country music song, right?
Perfect.
And
it was
for
perfect.
8 months, they talk about how good it can be.
Yep.
We saw it come to life on Sunday, and that's a nice thing. I mean, same
it
thing with you
amazing.
And your mother when you said, Mom, I'm going to grow up and own this company and manage money and have a room full of great people one night and make you proud. Well, you did on Saturday night.
There
and
we go.
The Ravens on Sunday, they fulfilled
showed up.
Their thoughts.
Showed up, showed out. I was blown away, I got to tell you. First drive, touchdown. Second drive, touchdown. Third drive, touchdown. And what did the vaunted Detroit Baby Lions do? Three and out, three and out, three and out. It was, you couldn't ask for a start to a game. But, you know, I've been to a bunch of games, and the only other one that comes to mind that's been this dominant, this ridiculous, and this beautiful was a flight a few years ago to Tampa. Joe Flacco scored three touchdowns in the first quarter. I mean, we got there 5 minutes late. We missed the first touchdown. Before you know it, it was 21. At halftime, I'll never forget, because I had some angry people around me, go figure. Halftime, I don't remember the score. It was obscene. But right before the half, They threw out Tucker to kick a field goal when we were killing them. I mean, we were destroying them. And at the half, John threw out Tucker. He kicked a field goal. And people sitting behind me were so angry that the Ravens were piling on the score and that they couldn't believe it. And I turned around to the guy, and these were people in their, I want to say 70s. These were some old dudes. And I turned around and I said, are you telling me right now that when you guys come out after half, you're done, you're leaving, you're not even coming back, you're not going to try to score? If we scored 31 in the first half, why can't you score 31 in the second half? Are you telling me you're not going to try to score?
It was 38, by the way. It's 38 to nothing. I have it up. I was at that game. Here's the thing I remember about that game. First thing, my wife was battling back from cancer at that time.
Yep.
So it was October 12th, 2014. And
my
wife
birthday,
was just
it was
getting
beautiful.
Better. The Orioles were in the playoffs.
Right.
14,
right?
It was that Detroit week and like all
yep,
that going on.
It was
on.
Magnificent.
And we flew down there. All I remember about that game was there was nobody there.
I remember two things.
It was
we
us
crushed him,
and nobody.
We crushed him in the first half, and it was hot as hell. I remember that because we were sitting out in the sun.
It was 84 degrees that day.
It was
day,
hot.
It
yeah,
says,
but the
okay.
sun was blaring. It
the Ravens
was hot.
Were only a three-point favorite that day.
Right.
They were
three yesterday.
Favorite.
Or right? Sunday.
Sunday. Right.
Sunday.
Torrey Smith, Kamar Aiken, Michael Campanaro, Steve Smith Sr., 56-yard. You're right. Tucker comes out to make it 38 to nothing on a 46-yard field goal.
At no time left in the half. And I said to these guys, are you going to quit? Are you not going to play the second half? And they said, that's ridiculous. And they got all frustrated. And my wife is saying, just stop. You're going to give these guys a heart attack. Just stop. She thought the old guys were going to die. And then of course, the boy. So this is, you said 2004.
14.
So this would be not 14. I mean, 14, 9 years ago, the boy would have been 12. The boy's turning around with his shirt going, too much purple for you. Too much purple for you. It was so funny. I said, dude, shut up. You're going to make me fight these old men.
Well, you know, when it's 38 to nothing or 28 to nothing, and you're like, I mean, for me, I didn't go red zoning. I was just concerned about injuries, concerned
right.
about, you know, not losing the game, but just sort of like,
right.
don't do anything
well,
dumb
I
couldn't
here. Figure
you know,
out,
just get,
I couldn't
get them
figure
out
out
of
why
here.
I think they left Lamar in on Sunday so that he could get his 6,000 yards for the season or something. He was throwing that ball and moving around the pocket like a master. And the two plays, my goodness, the little fake RPO, whatever
I called
it
an
is.
RP throw is what I called
right.
it.
Right. The RPO to Gus for 80 yards. Everybody thought he was running. He turned around, threw that ball five
yards.
Now they
yards. Have to defend that. Like, he
five
hasn't
yards
done
it
a
gets
lot
80.
Of that.
No,
he's
that
either
was
committed
beautiful.
To running, right? Once he gets out, he stops looking for receivers.
That's right.
The
he looked
coaching
all over.
And where they are.
He looked all over Sunday.
He is not looking to run it. He's looking to get everyone to bite on him running it. Then he's going to throw it over your head, and you're going to chase Pat Ricard 45 yards.
That's right. I call him Captain Picard. That's my nickname for him. They call him something else. Big Pat. I don't know what they call him, but I call him Captain Picard because that's what it hits me in the brain. But, man. Watching him rumble down the field and watching Gus run away and Mark Andrews run away. And I don't know. You know the numbers. You have the data. 10 receivers?
Nine.
10 different.
Nine.
Okay, so I maybe gave one extra. Nine
well, Lamar
different
can't
guys.
Throw it to himself. He's not like Snoopy.
Yeah, we could. If it got tipped. If it got tipped, he could throw it to himself. Nine different receivers. He was throwing that ball to everybody. And unlike the Pittsburgh game, everybody was catching everything. I mean, there was one drop ball, I think. And of course,
one, yeah.
Right. And of course, the obligatory fumble. We had to have the fumble because there's always a fumble. The good news is you can fumble when you're up 28-0 and then you get them three and out, whatever it is, and they don't score and it's okay. But that one looked like Lamar's fault to me. It looked like Justice Hill thought he was going to get it. Lamar tried at the last minute to pull it out. Hill got slammed. They got the ball.
I said from the beginning, and you know, any of my old school listeners have heard me harp on this. I thought that would be more of a problem with Lamar in a general sense over the course of the body of work. Doesn't happen often. That doesn't happen often.
Very rare. Very rare. And he was upset that it happened. He's angry. So that's good. Give him something to work on. And then we get to go to the desert. I'm not going. Are you going to the desert?
I'm going to a desert, not that desert.
Yeah, I'm not going to the desert, but the Cardinals do not look very good. And the problem is Detroit looked like the second coming of the Eagles and were shown to have a few flaws. And now we've got the Cardinals, who are the second coming of the Jets. And hopefully we don't overlook the Cardinals. But I don't know. When are they going out? They should go out on Tuesday. Get acclimated. That looked like it served them well in London. Maybe they should go out early and get ready for the
Should go to Pittsburgh earlier? Nobody wants to go to Pittsburgh earlier. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive. He specializes in taking care of people and their money and making sure their futures are secure. And the American dream, we were out living the American dream with crabs. Corn, fresh corn without even any butter. It was delicious. And ice cream with pineapple and butterscotch and hot fudge and wet nuts. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Hey, man, I hope you have a great week. And I think the afterglow of your party and the Ravens' success, and we're going to sit around and watch the World Series and some football this weekend. Next thing I know, we'll be eating turkey and pumpkin pie.
Oh, crazy, isn't it? Time just flies along, which is why you have to sit back and smell the corn and eat the crabs and enjoy life, because it's just too fast. And what did Ferris Bueller say? If you don't take time to smell the roses, it'll just pass you by, or something like that. Whatever he said, his famous quote.
We're in first place again in the football
side.
That's right. You know, I think even the Phillies fans will be happy before the week's over. He is Leonard. I am Nestor. Luke is going to be out at Knowings Mills all week long. All are brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. Pouring it into my coal roofing mug here this week. We're doing lots and lots of stuff into November. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is getting back out on the road with a full roster. We have a commitment. Wes Moore is going to be joining us right after Thanksgiving down in the Annapolis area, putting the show down at Fadley's. We got Wes Moore's folks. Mayor Brandon Scott's going to be joining us as well at Coco's before the holidays. So we have a lot of things happening around here. We're going to get back on the beat. Got some great musicians coming on next month as well, so I'm excited. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, telling good stories, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.